All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we're picking up page Reish Ayin Gimel. So remember again, yesterday the Mechaber introduced us to this idea, although it's not a new idea to us, we've seen it before, but the concept of his bodidus, the concept ultimately again of taking a little bit of time to be alone with oneself, a little bit of time for contemplation, a little bit of time for introspection, a little bit of time just for a person to think about themselves, their life, and really the ikar being an opportunity just to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe says sometimes we get so busy, we get so caught up in everything that we forget that we have the greatest gift of all. And that's the gift of dialogue, the ability just to speak to the Ribono Shel Olam whenever and however we want. So it's the four lines in the first full paragraph, Reish Ayin Gimel. Umezei yikach, kol echad chizuk gadol lehaschil lasok bezbodidus, shi be'emes avoda kala, unini ima ma'ot. So also the avoda of bezbodidus, of just taking time to be alone with oneself, to be alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to speak to God. You know, the interesting part is, there are some things in Judaism that are challenging. Some things that cost money, some things that cost time, some things that require really like for me to work against my very nature. This is not one of them. This is not one of them. This is, he says, an avoda kala, it's easy, uni'ima, and it's pleasant. What's easy about it is it's just speech. What's pleasant? See, I will say, everybody, as much as a person might say, you know what? I don't need anyone to talk to, right? I don't have to unburden myself. I'm just fine. I must say, having a Ribono Shel Olam to unburden myself to, having a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be able to talk to, having a Kodesh Baruch Hu to be able to share my challenges, my difficulties, but also my successes, is an incredible gift. Hayesh Davar, listen to this. Hayesh Davar Yoser Milihi Pagishim HaMelech Shebi Adu Akol. Is there anything greater than being able to meet with the king who has everything at his disposal? So let's say a person was single, and somebody told him, listen, I arranged a 15-minute time for you to sit down and speak with the greatest shadchan in the world. The greatest, hands down, not the self-proclaimed greatest, but mamash like the greatest. This person has more mat, great. So would a person say, I'm too busy, or not interested, or you know what, it's too much effort, or I don't have the time. If I nosim la'adam efsharos, the valos shah, im ha-millionaire, ha-yugodol ha-godol ba'olam, ulevaki shimeno kol itztarchuso. Somebody told me, listen, I'm going to set up a private meeting for you with the richest guy in the world. And he's feeling especially philanthropic. And you know, whatever you ask him for, if you need anything, I'm sure he'll be happy to do it for you. Would a person say, you know what, I'm so sorry, I'm so tired. I've just got so much other stuff going on. I wish I could make it, but I can't. Right, if let's say again, I'm putting on an addition to my house, and somebody gave me an opportunity to meet with the, what do they call it? Not the housing committee, but whoever it is, the person in charge of the permits, and he'll just fast track your whole thing. Would anyone say, you know what, I'm sorry. I'm happy to just go through the bureaucracy and just wait for however long it takes. Only pagishim a professor Rashi Shal Olam. Again, person has shom stricken with the illness. You have an opportunity to meet with the most world-renowned expert in this field. Would a person say, sorry, can't make the meeting? He goes on, skip down a few lines. He says, let's say I'm having challenges with my children. And the world's foremost expert on child rearing happens to have an open slot for a couple of minutes to speak to me about the problems with my kids. Whatever, say, sorry, too difficult for me to make the meeting. He goes on, he goes so on and so forth. So look to the next paragraph. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has shadchan, who are rofei, who are millionaire, who Sarah Shikun Vadior, who Mechanic Hadogo, Hayois Nisura, Psycholog, Huli Vahule, Kimoshekasa Batilim, Tov Hashem Lakol, Tov Laparnasa, Tov Lerefua, Tov Lezivugi Mochitoma. So we'll say the amazing part is the Ribono Shel Olam is all of these things. The Ribono Shel Olam, we'll say, is the expert in all of these areas. And the amazing part is, I don't have to wait for a meeting. The amazing part is, I don't have to go ahead and arrange any kind of dialogue. The amazing part is, all I need to do is reach out. All I need to do is reach out. All I need to do is open my mouth. All I need to do ultimately is express a desire ultimately again to connect. And by definition, that connection is there. We'll say that's the great gift we have at the Ribono Shel Olam. Each and every day. The Ribono Shel Olam who is the expert in everything. The Ribono Shel Olam who does control everything. Invites me to dialogue with him whenever, wherever, and however frequently I desire. Incredible Yisod. Chashuv. Shakorim shadayin inam akir nesamusak shasis bodidus. Yedu. Sheis hashah hazos. Efshar lasos b'chol makum. U'v'chol zman. B'chol shah. Ubechol sura, bechol safa, ubechol loshon b'milim pshutos, v'atrios b'yose. Suppose I, those who may not be as familiar, ultimately again with this concept of what we call the shasis bodidus. And but by the shah doesn't mean an hour, right? Shah means a moment. Those of us who are not familiar with this idea of just speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for just a shorter amount of time, just reaching out to the Ribono Shel Olam for some type of dialogical connection on both sides. This can be done anywhere, at any time, with any words. A person doesn't have to be eloquent. A person doesn't have to know how to formulate their ideas. A person just has to have a ratzon to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im, Pedre Shayin Dalin. Im Adam Raif, Yachol Le'achol Lefneikin. Listen to this. Im Ayif, Yachol Anuach Lefneikin. Both say, if I'm hungry, I could eat something first. If I'm tired, I could rest a little bit. If I'm warm, I could go ahead and turn on my air conditioning. If I'm warm, I could go ahead and turn on my air conditioning. So the amazing part is, I have the ability to literally engage in this dialogue whenever I want. So, if it's too hot, and I'm not in the mood to do it right now, but I need to cool down first, no problem. Turn the air conditioner a little bit higher. I'm hungry, I need to eat something first, no problem. Sit down and have a meal. There's no, unlike tefillah, where there is a time, a window, in which you must daven by. Unlike tefillah, which is categorized, or I should say, which is embedded in a certain halachic framework, this shas hispodidus rabosai has no framework. This shas hispodidus rabosai is whenever and wherever I want it. This shas hispodidus rabosai is whenever I feel like I am in the right headspace to be able to connect, I have the ability to do so. This rabosai is probably the greatest dialogical gift that we possess, the ability to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to go ahead and tell him what's on my mind, what's happening in my life, what I need, when I need it, when it's necessary. Bosai is all the great gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All we need to do is reach out. I could choose the time, I could choose the location, I could choose the duration. Every single part of this experience, Bosai, I can custom tailor to go ahead and fit to my needs. As long as what? As long as I take the opportunity to do it. As long as I actively reach out and find a way to create and to affect that conversation. And to have that shas hispodudus with the Ribono Shel Olam. At the end of the day, that is the great gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. We'll stop over here. We'll pick up middle of Reish Ayin Dalet Emir Tzashem tomorrow.